Example 6. My husband tells me how to drive. Example. I'm a good driver. I've never had an accident, and I do a lot of driving. I don't have the best sense of direction and am not really good at reading a map, but once I've driven someplace, I usually remember how to get there again. My husband and I spend a lot of time together in the car, and he prefers that I drive, but he wants to make all the decisions about my driving. He's constantly suggesting that I change lanes or that I get out from behind this big truck, even wants to choose the way I navigate in parking lots. There are so many different choices that could be made while driving, most of which would lead to nearly identical results, that I just don't see why it's that much better to go this way to get out of the parking lot rather than that way. And sometimes, even though his approach may be somewhat better, it feels like the mind that's making the decisions isn't the one attached to the body that's maneuvering the car, so I feel constant discomfort as my natural impulses are continually being overridden by his instincts. I really believe that if he wants to drive, he should be behind the wheel, and when I'm driving, he should let me drive, and that there must be some happy compromise where he occasionally offers a helpful suggestion without overriding all of my inclinations. I'm constantly tormented, even in backing out of a parking place, wondering if my natural choice, based on how I see the car position, will mesh with his suggestion. It's not pleasant to drive under these conditions, and probably not safe. I find myself hesitating like a crazy person rather than just moving ahead with the decision that I've made. It's important to note that the experiences that you're having are those of co-creation. In other words, your husband is not doing this to you, but rather the two of you, over time, have created this scenario. It may have begun during an incident where you really could not decide which way to go, and your mate may have had a clear picture of the best course to take. Often a suggestion from another point of view can be very helpful. However, what's now occurring is that you're feeling so much agitation over the constant suggestions that you're out of alignment with yourself. And in this misalignment, you're acting hesitantly, which makes your mate feel the need to guide you all the more. So it's an uncomfortable cycle of you being out of alignment, so you drive with less efficiency and focus. He wants to help, which makes you more out of alignment, and so you drive with less efficiency and focus. So he wants to help. Both of you have not only developed habitual patterns of actions and words, but also of thoughts and feelings about the situation. From your place of annoyance and frustration, you can find no solution. Your driving cannot improve, and we know that you see no reason to improve your own driving, for you do not believe that your driving is the problem. But you also have no way of soliciting anything else from your mate. And so unless you change the way you feel about this situation, nothing can improve. Many people watching this scenario might suggest that you just let him do the driving, or that you take separate vehicles, or tell him to mind his own business and keep his ideas to himself. But then, even you acknowledge that there are times when his suggestions are very helpful. It is not possible to orchestrate or legislate patterns of behavior without introducing a greater hindrance to the situation. In other words, if you were to tell him that you do not want him to interfere with your driving by giving you suggestions, you would deprive yourself of another point of view that you often find extremely helpful. It's not possible to say to anyone in any situation, "I want you to always do this or always do that." For the sake of simplifying your lives, you often believe that you do want that, but it is truly not practical. What you really want is to align with your broader perspective so that you can receive the benefit of that broader view. What you really want is to be so aligned with the total resources of your being that you excel in whatever you're doing. It is our promise to you that when you are in alignment with your broader perspective, you are then acting from a place of deftness, clarity, and precision. Your instincts are sharp and clear, and you make good decisions. And even though your mate may still want to play with you in making the best possible choices as you move about in your vehicle, he would not be offering his suggestions to you because of his doubt in your ability, but instead in his desire to play and co-create productively. You have no way of changing your mate. You cannot modify your behavior enough to soothe that, but you can come into alignment with you, and when you do, everything will improve. So, once again, your work is the same. Make your statements from where you are, but make an effort to find better feeling, downstream thoughts upon this topic that align with who you really are. Some say to us, "Abraham, it is annoying, to say the least, that every suggestion you offer is about what I need to do. You never suggest that the other people in my life make changes. I don't think it's fair that I'm always the one who needs to make the effort or make the changes." And we understand why it annoys you that our suggestions are always directed at you and the choices that you're making, but you can choose to look at that in either an upstream way or a downstream way. I have to do all the changing. Upstream, I hold the power to affect my own life. Downstream, when you think that others need to do something differently than they're doing in order to make your life better, you're really in a place of disempowerment because you cannot control the actions of others. So those thoughts are always upstream thoughts. But when you understand that you can control the way you feel because you can choose the thoughts that you think, and that with practice you can come into alignment with who you really are regardless of the topic, then not only are you in complete control of the way you feel, but your life must unfold in a pleasing way. Those are downstream thoughts. If you try to sort out why your husband behaves in the way he does, did he have a bad experience with past drivers? Does he feel bored if he's uninvolved? Does he have a control issue? Or am I really such a terrible driver that I evoke this reaction from him? You'll make yourself crazy. Things will only get worse. You do not have to understand the things that may have led up to this situation, but you must stop offering the vibration here and now that matches it. Observing what is only perpetuates it. Trying to figure out how it got started only perpetuates it. Taking action while feeling negative emotion only perpetuates it. An improved situation will only come once you have improved the way you feel. So begin where you are and reach for better feeling downstream thoughts. Notice the gradual improvement as you make a statement, and then try to make the next one even better feeling. I don't like the way my husband tries to guide my every move while I'm driving. If he's so sure he has all the right answers, he should drive. Sometimes he does offer a helpful suggestion. Since he doesn't have to watch where I'm driving, he can look around for alternative options. Two heads are often better than one. He's never unpleasant when I make a mistake while driving. He isn't trying to make me feel bad. His suggestions are well-meaning. When we flow together, we really do flow. It's nice to have an interested partner. It does feel like we're in this together. I appreciate his interest. I do appreciate his help. I'm a good driver. I'm a good driver with a good helper. We do make a good team.